You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino and very pleased to be sitting with a return guest, someone we haven't seen for a while. Kathleen Curran Monroe is here from Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's always fun to have you here, and we get to find out all the things that are happening with Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble. And as they say, you are like the chief cook and bottle washer of this group, right? You do just about everything.
Yes, I do.
How long has this group been organized?
We started in 1995.
1995. You were just in high school.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, and then maybe slightly after that. And then did you start the group?
Yes.
And what is your official title?
My official title is director.
Director.
Director of Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble. Actually, I might mention that Dr. Joseph Chao was the director of the Musica Dulce Chamber Orchestra and still is. And at that time in 1995, he asked me if I would start this youth string ensemble, and I agreed. And the rest is history, as they say.
And you're still there, still
I'm
rolling.
Still
along.
There.
Now tell us about the orchestra itself. Is this made up of, 10 kids, 450 students. What do we have?
We have approximately 50 young students from ages 6 to 18 in three different groups, the Festival Strings, the Youth String Ensemble, and the Chamber Players.
So three different groups.
Three different groups.
Now, do they each rehearse on a separate time?
The Festival Strings rehearse 6 weeks before our December and May concerts. The String Ensemble and the Chamber Players rehearse every Monday evening except for school vacations at the Pawcatuck Neighborhood Center. And the String Ensemble rehearses for 45 minutes and then is joined by the Chamber Players for a half hour. And then at the end, we end with the Chamber Players. So the Chamber Players and String Ensemble rehearse together on Monday evenings.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a very interesting schedule of rehearsing and getting prepared. And you have a couple major concerts throughout the year.
Yes, we do. We have an October Halloween concert. We have a holiday concert in December and a spring concert in May.
And we're going to be listening to a performance from last May, right, when we listen to the music today?
Yes.
Why don't we get started with a piece of music from that, and then we'll talk some more. Tell us about this first piece.
The first piece is the St. Anthony Chorale. It is several hundred years old, and it was included in a divertimento by Haydn, as well as a basis of a set of variations by Brahms, written in 1873 for orchestra.
Thank you.
beautiful music from the Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble. And Kathleen, the orchestra you mentioned is about 50 young people. How does someone qualify to become a member of the orchestra?
Well, students must have a private instructor, and it's a wonderful day today because tomorrow is the beginning of our auditions. We have auditions tomorrow, which is Monday, August 27th, from 6:15 to 9 p.m. We have auditions Tuesday, August 28th, from 6:15 to 9 p.m. And an alternate date is Tuesday, September 4th, from 6:15 to 9 p.m. The auditions are 5 minutes in length. It's basically just for seating, and the students must play a piece that demonstrates their ability, and also that they be able to play one octave scales in three sharps and three flats.
Wow. So I'm now just wondering if the average person like myself is listening to the show, and you say the audition is for seating, so you make them stand if they don't pass the audition? Oh, that's not what seating means.
No, so okay. We know where to place them in the orchestra. As long as they are studying privately and we know that they're of the right level, then they will be accepted. That's not a question. If they are not of the right level, they might have to wait a little while to be a member. But usually we can accommodate students either with the festival strings, the string ensemble, or the chamber players. We have enough groups for
enough
their
space
abilities.
For them.
Yes.
I see. So when you say seating, and this is probably a great question, I'm sure most people know, but when you say seating, in other words, is a first violin, a second violin, is that what you're talking about? Is that what that refers to?
Yes, and whether they will be placed in the first violin section if they're advanced enough or if they need a little more work and we mm-hmm. want them in the second violin section. Actually, second violin is a very difficult part also. It's harmonizing with the first violin, and they play a lot of music on the lower strings, which is not as, it's difficult. So mm-hmm. they're both equally difficult, but more experienced, usually they get to play the melody and play in the first violin section.
And how many sections are there, for example? Just are there
first
two?
And second, yes. And we have a lovely viola section, so we don't need to have a third violin
okay.
section.
Okay.
So we have violin one, violin two, viola, cello, and bass.
All right. And I happen to know that you are a cello player, right?
Yes, I am.
And I think you have a great story that you should share with everybody. Because when you came in, you were telling me about something traumatic that happened at your house. And I think it's an interesting story. For example, people will know the name Stradivarius, and they'll know that if someone ever finds one of those violins, they could be worth tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And
yes.
your cello is worth a lot of money.
Yes.
And the thing that I was amazed at when I got into this business, finding out that not only is the cello worth a lot of money, but the bow that goes with it could be, right?
Yes.
And what happened to your bow last week?
Well, my dog ate my bow.
I shouldn't laugh. Now, your dog ate the bow.
Yes, he ate quite a bit of the bow, so it basically has no value. And it is a $5,000 cello bow, which actually isn't the most expensive bow. You can buy bows that are much more expensive. But it was my favorite bow, and now it's in many pieces, and I think he enjoyed it.
The $5,000 dog bone. Okay, well,
yes.
We don't
so
want
do
that
not leave
again.
Your bow available to your dog if he's a snacker.
A snacker, right. Well, there's a lesson. See, a little lesson for everybody. Don't leave your bow out. Something could happen to it. All right, let's get to another piece of music, and we're going to go to track number 5 off of the CD from the spring concert of last year. What is that one about?
Track number 5 is entitled Red Wing. It's a popular song written in 1907 by Mills and Chataway. And the music was adapted from a piece of music from Robert Schumann's Album for the Young, Opus 68.
Thank you.
Kathy, we will cover once again the dates and times for the auditions at the end of the show so people can get their pencils ready in the last segment. We'll make sure we review all of those dates and times of where you can go and get auditioned and be in this wonderful group. And there's lots of exciting news that we'll save for the next segment about some things that are happening next year. But right now, let's get to another piece of music before the commercial break and tell us about track number six.
Track number six is entitled The Dance of the Harlequins. It was written by Larry Clark in 2011. The piece is based on the harmonic progression of the famous Canon in D by Pachelbel. It's a wonderful piece. We loved working on it.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, sitting with Kathleen Karn Monroe, the director of the Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble, organized and meets in the Westerly Pawcatuck area. And are all the rehearsals always at the same facility, Kathleen?
Actually, most of the rehearsals are at the Pawcatuck Neighborhood Center, which is right outside of downtown Westerly in Pawcatuck, Connecticut. In the past year, especially, we've rehearsed at the George Kent Performance Hall. They've allowed us to use the facility there, which is wonderful.
Excellent.
The acoustics are wonderful. They're very accommodating, and we've really enjoyed using that facility, and we may use it more often in the future.
That's a great facility, and George Kent has now retired, new music director going in to the Chorus of Westerly in that facility, so that'll be interesting. We'll have a show with them coming up shortly in the next few weeks, I think. But we're back to Kathleen and talking about, I mentioned before the break, some exciting news that you brought to me about next February. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, we applied to be performing at the American String Teachers Association National Orchestra Festival in Providence. It's going to be held February 28th through March 2nd. And we had to send in information programs from the last 3 years, as well as CDs and all information about our performances for the past 3 years. And we were accepted to go and perform, and we're very excited about that. And I must mention that this year is a wonderful year to join because you will be able to come along with us.
There you go. So if you get to the auditions that we'll tell you about in the next segment, repeat all of that information, and you get in, then you go to get a trip to downtown Providence. What a deal.
Yes, and we're performing at the Veterans Memorial Auditorium.
Same place around Philharmonic performs,
yes,
right?
And also, we are one of maybe 15 groups from the whole country that are going to go and perform. There are groups from the state of Washington, Honolulu, Hawaii, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Simsbury, Connecticut is the closest group that to our, you know, geographic location. But we are so excited about being able to come and to hear all of these other groups that are performing. And we are in the comments only division, which means we will not be part of a competition, but we will have three judges that will critique our group.
And do you think that will be open to people to buy tickets and go to see that?
Yes, they will be able to purchase tickets to go and see that.
Well, we're definitely going to have you back again when we talk more about the fall concerts and the winter thing. So we'll talk more about that at that time and how people can get information about it. But that is very exciting news. And just think, there are people in Hawaii right now thinking, we're going to get to go to Providence.
Exactly.
So maybe, so it's all in how you look at it.
Yes, and it's never really been in Providence in the past, as far as I know. So that's why we applied. It's so close, and we just couldn't pass up the opportunity.
Excellent. All right, let's get to another piece of music off of the spring concert CD that you provided. This is track number 7.
Yes, this is the Rondo from Abdelazer, or The Moor's Revenge, which was a 1676 play by Afra Ben. Purcell wrote the instrumental music for a revival in the summer of 1695.
Thank you.
We are listening to music that was recorded at the George Kent Performance Hall May 6th of last spring by the Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble. And Kathleen, I think we could get a couple more pieces in before the next break. And some of them have some interesting background. Tell us about the next two we're going to listen to.
Yes. Well, the first one is a piece entitled Rickshaw by Keiko Yamada. And the composer states that the rickshaw, which originated in Japan, was the transportation of choice for the elite in Japan during the 19th century. Human-powered carts quickly spread to other parts of Asia. This piece is an attempt to depict riding on a rickshaw through music. The frantic presto section at the end of the piece is where the rickshaw operator runs faster and faster to get his riders to their destination on time. And the second piece is entitled The Code by Alan Lee Silva. It is the musical score of an international spy movie. The piece is dramatic from the beginning to the end.
We'll listen to those two and then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, sitting with Kathleen Curran Monroe, director of the Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble. And we've been listening to their CD, which was produced last May. And Kathleen, this CD can be purchased if someone would like to do that, right?
Yes, definitely. They can call me and I can get one for them.
All right, so they can call you at area code
401-596-5225.
And if you'd like one, it would make a great present for a young person that wants to, you know that they could play like this. And then, you know, send anyone you have, if you have a son or daughter or granddaughter or grandson, and you'd like to give them a little something that would be encouraging, this would be a great way to do it and say, look, this is all children your age. There you go, right?
Right.
All right. And in order to get people into the Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble, all they have to do is audition by going where and on what dates.
Okay. The auditions actually start tomorrow, Monday, August 27th from 6:15 until 9 p.m., Tuesday, August 28th, 6:15 until 9 p.m., and also Tuesday, September 4th from 6:15 until 9 p.m. The audition slots are 5 minutes in length, and they just need to call me to set up an audition time. And I ask that they be prepared to play a piece that demonstrates their ability and that they are able to play one octave scales in keys up to three sharps and three flats. And the auditions will be held at the Pawcatuck Neighborhood Center, which is in Pawcatuck, Connecticut, on Chase Street, right outside of downtown Westerly.
Excellent. And there is a website that Musica Dulce does have that you can go to, and that is...
The website is www.musicadolce.org. That's MUSICADOLCE.org. Or you may email me at musicadolceyouth, MUSICADOLCEYOUTH, at gmail.com. Or you may call me at 401-596-5225.
Excellent. So... get those youths out there.
Exactly.
And get them playing. All right, let's go to another piece of music. And this one's just a little bit longer. Track number 12. Tell us about this one.
Track number 12 is entitled A Maid in Bedlam. It is an English folk song which was arranged by Sheryl J. Atwell. And the story behind this piece, the piece actually tells a tale of a maiden that was sent away by her parents to a place called Bedlam because they did not approve of her love for a sailor. The rich harmonies evoke a very deep emotion, and it starts out with a string bass solo, which is very, very rich in quality.
Here we go. We'll listen to that string bass.
Thank you.
Kathleen, as usual, we want to thank you for coming into WCRI Studios to share your music with our audience. It's great, as usual. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I always love coming. I thank you for inviting me.
We always have a good time. Some of you might imagine what it's like when we're off air. We always laugh a lot.
We have a lot of fun.
We do have fun. And some exciting news for the orchestra this year, being invited to perform in February at the Veterans Memorial Auditorium. And more exciting news for you personally, as well as the state of Rhode Island, is going to be a very special keynote speaker at that event, right?
Yes, the keynote speaker is the Miss USA 2012, who was actually my niece, Olivia Culpo. So I love her, and she's a wonderful girl, and I'm so excited that she won this title. And she's going to be the keynote speaker at the American String Teachers National Orchestra Festival, the convention in Providence, which is February 28th until March 2nd. So I'm so proud of her, and she goes on to the Miss Universe pageant in December.
All right, so by the time this rolls around in February, we'll know how she's done at Miss Universe, right?
Yes, and she was
Rhode Island's own.
First time in the history of the state. And also, I might add, she was going to be a soloist with the Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble this fall in our concert. But she now is too important, so we're going to wait until she's finished with her reign.
Like you, she's a cellist, right?
She is a cellist, but I will tell you, the Miss USA pageant has no talent portion. So when she mentioned to my sister she wanted to enter, my sister was less than supportive because she said there's no talent portion, and Olivia's quite a good cellist. But Olivia wanted to go where Donald Trump was because she wants to be a broadcast journalist, and she felt that this was a better pageant to further her career. And so,
sounds like a good decision on her part. Well,
yes.
It worked out very, very well, and we're very, very proud of her being a Rhode Islander that has made it to the big stage. That's really great.
Thank
you. She did
you.
Very well, and we'll get to listen to her cello, I'm sure, as soon as her current year is up. Maybe we'll have her in here and do a show, and we can play some of her music on this air.
That would be wonderful.
That will be wonderful. Right now, we're talking about the music from Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble. And I know that it takes a lot of people to put on the Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble. So it's not just a one-person show. Although you do almost everything, you do have some help, right?
Yes, I do. I have two dear friends. June Ingram is our string coach and a dear friend of mine, and Catherine Aiello is our manager. I don't think I could do it without these two lovely women. They come every Monday night, and I can always call them if I need them, and they're wonderful. June Ingram and Kathy Aiello, thank you for all you do.
And thank you again, Kathleen, for coming in, and it's always great to have you here. Let's go out with another piece of music. Tell us about this last one.
This last piece is entitled Overture to Joseph. It's an oratorio written by Handel in the summer of 1743.
Okay, we'll listen to that, and then we'll see the rest of you back here next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.